Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. I do a special edit in this episode because I actually get pulled over from the nicest sheriff deputy you would ever talk to. And so we talked about my address, and so of course I edited out those kinds of things to protect my privacy. And I am so grateful I got pulled over from him because I was able to hand him a stack of my cards, and you'll hear more about that. So if you hear anything weird, any weird edits, that's the reason why. Otherwise, this is straight truth from you from this week. Check it out. Oh, and stay all the way to the end to see how you can support our mission in helping to empower people worldwide to find happiness from within. Here it is. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose again on the third day. He was the ultimate role model of love for all of us. And it's really neat. The Holy Spirit gives me topics in my everyday life, just living life. And sometimes I share music with you that I create to help. It's under our life mission umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. Our service population, we help on the show. This is a mental health tool in your toolbox for people with depression, or you think you might have it, or you know somebody that you think might has it. Maybe they haven't gotten diagnosed. Maybe they're a little apprehensive to going to a psychologist or counselor or psychiatrist, but you know that they're struggling. Maybe they lost a spouse. Maybe they lost a loved one or a job or an address or bankruptcy or whatever. And they've been dropping out of things they once enjoyed. 2 weeks or more of withdrawing, and they're just not acting like their usual joyful self. This show is for those kinds of people. Of course, we welcome anyone to listen to the show, but I am a person that is, I was diagnosed at a young age, 14, with something. The doctor didn't tell me nothing. My parents didn't tell me nothing, but they certainly did hand me pills when I asked for alternative options. So I said I would like alternative options. I was a very wise kid, and the doctor said, nope, there are no options. So I decided to create some, and I actually created some before I even met that doctor, or I should say before that doctor gave me whatever pills he gave me for whatever diagnosis he gave me. My first therapy I developed at 5 years old. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. So far, I've got 49. My latest one is prayers for first responders, and I just got business cards, passing them out. It's a free service for my community to connect with first responders. I'm really excited. I hope that they start utilizing it. I just handed out some cards earlier this evening to some 911 dispatchers as they were walking into work, and took myself. The Holy Spirit told me to go buy another ticket for the Sound of Freedom movie, so I started watching it, and then the Holy Spirit said, nope, I need you to go home, because there's some mischief going on at home. So, all right, I'm obedient. So, the topic for this sermon is black and white. That's what he whispered to me in the movie theaters. On your way home, I want you to talk about black and white, so no pre-planning. The first thing that comes to mind is, there are no gray areas when it comes to right and wrong. You're either doing something that is right and in alignment with His plans, or you're doing something that is wrong, white or black. There are no gray areas when it comes to the Holy Spirit and conviction of the Holy Spirit. So when I share that with you, you might say, oh, but that's not true because there's so many gray areas in life. Not really. If you read the scriptures, you'll easily find answers to the questions that you have. And if you ask the Holy Spirit, if you have a personal relationship with Him, you can ask the Holy Spirit, show me in the scriptures. I'm having some concerns about fill in the blank, whatever area in your life. Please show me
areas in the Bible to help me with that. And if you're not super connected and have this anointing thing that I've got, he'll just whisper verses to me, or it'll show up right in front of my face from the spiritual realm. It's really supernatural. It's been just in the last 3 years since 2020 when I was called into ministry. I struggled as a child with remembering what I read. I desired to learn, but I was abused in secret, in private for 4 years, and it damaged my brain cells. And back in the day, doctors used to say, the doctors that diagnose mental illness used to say this, permanent brain damage. But we know now that's not true. There's neuroplasticity and everything. So black and white, you're either doing something that's right and in alignment with his purpose and plan for you, or you're doing something that's wrong, black, right? And it's not about skin tone. It's not about that. You could be a person of color, or some of my friends when I was growing up, they preferred to be called black. They didn't like to be called a person of color because they would say, well, it's not like you're colorless, whitey. So I learned what to say, how to say from my friends that were of that skin tone. And there's different shades of dark skin, right? There's the terminology mulatto. None of my friends that had parents that were biracial, like a white mom and a black dad or whatever, vice versa, they didn't say I'm mulatto. But I heard about the terminology because it was back in the day, it was derogatory, making fun of kids that were mixed breed. Or they said jungle fever, all kinds of things. People say all kinds of ridiculous things to make fun of things that are uncomfortable for them, that are out of the norm, out of the box. Get used to being out of the norm, out of the box. Well, I've had in the last 3 years, just about this October, and about 60 more days will be 3 solid years of this ridiculous contest. First ever in the history of the world, mental health ambassador contest. They have been so beyond abusive to me, so beyond torture to me, so beyond persecution of a Christian to me, and it's all been mental. And not just mental, because this last week they got me arrested for a warrant, an illegal warrant from a woman that has mental illness that I reported was abusing and neglecting her children. There's so many satanic people in our government and in our veterans and in our first responders space that are getting salaries to abduct children, to sexualize children, to harvest their organs when they're teenagers, when they're no longer compliant to the sexual slavery that they are forced into. And at the highest peak, if they're real good looking to the buyer, the evil satanic group, the Illuminati, they sell them at over $5 million per child to sacrifice them, to torture them into fear, to release all this nasty hormones in their body. Well, it's a natural hormone when you're in a fear state, but it's not natural to be tortured and hunted from adults as a child. That is sick. Absolutely sick. But the rich, they can get away with whatever they want to do because they do it in private and they pay the media off to cover up stories. It's the fastest growing industry, black, dark industry, and I mean black as in evil, not black as in people of color. This episode is called Black and White because I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am a protector of children at all costs. I was a survivor of childhood abuse of 4 years. What's that, Father? Up to 9? Okay, so from 3 to 9 years old, apparently. I started to learn how to speak up against my abuser at what I remember was 7 years old. So at the 4-year mark, I started learning how to say no. But the abuse and the torture continued on. I built resiliency as a child. I chose to not continue the pattern in the future with other people, with other children. That is why I've been successful, I believe, in any job I've ever had. I've never failed at anything I've ever put my mind to, I think, because the Lord knows my heart, knows what I went through, and He does the same thing for other survivors of childhood abuse. What's that, Father? You want me to say her name? He says, speak about Blanca Cobb. Number 22 body language expert in the world. She was one of my first 6 interviews. I think my second one. I'd have to double check the dates and everything. Some people messed with my technologies and even changed the order of my interviews on the podcast. Like, real ridiculous humans. But it is what it is. I met her through LinkedIn, through the power of AI. I saw her video. She was doing a fundraiser for a Dancing with the Stars local chapter in her area. She was fundraising for some charity that she believed in, and she was dancing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love dance. I didn't know anything about her. I saw her dancing and doing a charity thing. So I commented because I was looking for guests on the podcast. It was brand new, and I was learning to get confident with interviewing top level leaders. And dance is one of the things that brings me joy. I know it's how I was designed as the Father, designed me. I didn't have formal training. I had one hip hop class the summer between 9th grade year and 10th grade year. And it was for 8 weeks. I think it was on Fridays with my friend Annalise. We took it, I think, in Lakewood, Washington. And we worked on a Janet Jackson song, I remember. I don't remember the song, but it was for like 40 minutes, 8 40-minute sessions. That was it. And then intensives down in Weed, California at the College of the Siskiyous with some professional composers and choreographers for 5 intensive days for 3 summers. And then I was a part of an elite music group. We got to tour around and we danced. We learned our set, most of our dance set, at that summer jazz camp with Roger Emerson, who was a guest on the podcast last year, I believe. He released over 500 completed composed pieces for choral music. He's, I would imagine, one of the number one through Hal Leonard, number one as far as how many pieces of music he's released in his lifetime. There might be other people that have released more, but his level is top tier. He's won multiple Grammys. Super cool dude. We also worked with Kirby Shaw, who's not super onto social media. I haven't been able to find him online, but that's all right. And then 2 of the 3 summers, John Jacobson, who used to choreograph for Disney, and he's the president of, I'm blanking on the, it's like Music Sings or something like that, for school districts and curriculum and whatnot. He does both music composition and choreography, like combined in pieces that people can purchase, which is really cool. I got to work with them as a high school student, and that just, that just shot me up to the next level. When I got to college, I was bored to death with the choir program because I was singing college level music in high school. I didn't even know because Mr. Krause, our choir director, was so good. We called him Mr. C. He was so good at keeping us humble. We knew we took first because we had all the awards around our room. We took extra care in being excellent. We focused on the fine, minute details to take it to the next level in high school, and he built a culture of winners. He's been a guest on the show twice. I was blessed to work with this man and to still, to this day, be friends with this man. I've known Mr. C since I was 9 years old. That was when I first met him, when my oldest brother had joined the music company, and there was a 35 family, like, parking lot sale, we'll call it, because it wasn't a garage sale, it wasn't a yard sale. We were in the high school parking lot. All of us families worked together to help them get ready for their trip to Disneyland. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that entertainment has helped protect my mind from self-harm thoughts. Performing on stage was who I was designed to be, but I wasn't just designed to perform on stage. So even when people put me in a fear state in the last 3 years, causing PTSD, exacerbating all kinds of mental illness within me, I still rise above. I think that's why they all call me a certain bird that I won't say out loud, but because that's a need to know information. But in any case, black and white means that you know right and you know wrong, and you choose to do right if you are a child of the Most High King. And if you are a child and you choose to do some black activities, you'll know it right away. You'll get conviction in your heart. You're going to apologize to the Father, and you're going to come begging Him for mercy. And He gives us new mercies every day. That's the cool thing about being a child of the Most High King. He gives us new mercies every day. It is our job to give other people mercies. It is our job to choose to love people, all people, not just the ones that are kind to us. That's easy, as Minister Joyce Meyer says. It's easy to love people that are loving to us. What did Jesus do? He told us to love our enemies, to forgive people 70 times 7, to heal the sick, even on the Sabbath, right? Break all the rules if it means that you're gonna help people. Choosing love. He said, love the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And this show is teaching you how to love yourself more deeply so that you have a greater capacity to love others. That's what this show's about. Black and white. There is no gray. There is no gray. All right, Father, what's next? What do you want me to talk about? He says, talk about your love for your husband. I am deeply in love with my husband. I haven't been able to communicate with him in over a year and almost a half. 60 days will be a year and a half. Easter Sunday, 2022, was when he said, I need the dog tags back. He was so upset. He had no idea what was going on. He looked me in the face and he said, why do you still want to be with me if I can't even perform? And I said, we made a commitment to each other. I'm loyal. And he looked at me and he knew he was about to cry. Water was welling up in his eyes. And he says to me, Aaron, they're going to kill you if you don't give me the dog tags back. I said, all right. That sucks. We just got married. I just moved here. I told you I didn't want to move in. I wanted to have separate houses in case you got violent, because my friend's dad, can I say his name, Father? He says, yes, you can say his name. John Vining had emailed me, or someone had hacked into his account and personified as him to test me in this contest, telling me that he was hiding a sword under his bed. And Angie, his wife, that I've known them since I was 14 when they moved from, I think, Maryland was their last duty station. And Jen was in the choir with me in junior high. That's how long I've known their family. I went on a cruise. The only cruise I've ever been on was with their family, because she's the only child. And she said, my dad said I could bring somebody. I want to bring you, but you got to pay your own way. And I earned my own way. So he had emailed me, I think it was in 2021, to the Move Happy email account, and he said, Aaron, I've got a real bad problem, and I've had some struggles with, I think, some war-related trauma. I spent some time getting help. And so, I'm getting pulled over again, second time. All right. Gotta pause it up.
Sorry.
How you doing, man? First of all, let me start. I know I have a headlight out. It's ghetto for a police officer. But look, are your backlights out?
Yeah, I had a warning ticket. I'm trying to look for my registration. I had a warning ticket. I called Sergeant Thompson yesterday. I was asking. I went to the AutoZone. I bought some light bulbs. I think they're in my back.
Okay. Were you pulled over by the city or the county?
I was pulled over.
Were the uniforms like this, or were they dark?
Are you sheriff? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sheriff's office.
I was pulled over by sheriff on 41A a few days ago.
And so then I tried to buy, I bought light bulbs yesterday at the AutoZone that way a little bit. You know where it goes up the hill? Mm-hmm. And then he started to put them in and he was testing it and he's like, it's not the light bulbs, it's like either electrical or fuse. So I just got my car back from a car accident from Crash Champions. So he goes, take it back to Crash Champions. So I took it to Crash Champions. They looked at it and they said, well, it's not the fuse. We checked the fuse. The fuse is on this side. They showed me where the fuse is. It's not the fuse. But they said it could be electrical, but we don't do electrical. So I was like, are you serious? So I called the insurance company because the accident wasn't my fault. So I'm dealing with Travelers as the at-fault party, and my insurance is Progressive. And so I emailed and I called them. I haven't heard back yet from them, so I called Sergeant. Well, I called the non-emergency line yesterday, and then Sergeant Thompson called me back.
I'm trying to figure out. You said with the sheriff's office? Who is Sergeant Thompson?
I'm not sure if he... I don't know how that works when you call the non-emergency number, because sometimes it's police and sometimes it's sheriffs. I think it just depends on whoever's on duty, and they'd probably do like a random...
I don't even know how it works.
I honestly don't know. I don't know. They tell me that the number's blocked, but every time they call, it's not blocked, so I don't... And
right,
I just...
It's confusing.
I'm just like... I just plug it in, so I do apologize, but...
No, you're good. You're good. Look, I can't talk. I got a headlight out, and I have an official government vehicle. Where are you headed?
I'm going home.
Okay, where are you coming from?
I bought a ticket to the Sound of Freedom movie, but I'm very connected to the divine, and he told me, I've been dealing with my landlord. I had to call the cops on her like this last week. Okay. I live with her, and something tells me that she's breaking into my room again, so yeah.
All right, well, I can keep you. You don't mind if I see your ID really quick?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'm trying to look for my registration because I think the officer took it with them. That's not good.
Oh, yeah. That would be
good. It's not good.
Private current address?
No.
I figured. Okay, so.
No, I'm married into the presidential security team for Trump, and so I've had some death threats. My husband and I have been separated for over a year now, so okay. I don't put my address on anything. I don't mind telling you.
That's
but
fine.
They be spying in my tech all
of
the
course.
Time.
Right.
So my address on file is on Tiny Town to divert the weirdos, but I live right down this highway down the way.
If you don't mind, I'm not gonna, this is strictly confidential. If you could just write this down for
not
me.
Not a problem at all. Like I said, I called 911. I have his card too. Sergeant Robert Fortner.
Oh, Fortner. I know who Fortner
is. He came
is.
To my house. I on the phone. I'm like, I don't know. There was someone banging on the door, and I was home alone, and my landlord told me no one was coming to their house. Her friend was supposed to take care of the dog, but it was a storm
right.
or whatever. And then she texted me that she wasn't coming over, and then all of a sudden someone was banging and honking their horn, and I was freaking out because I right. already had death threats, and I told her that. Anyways, so he somehow they were able to find my house without me saying the address on 911. So I was like, praise the Lord. Y'all know how to find me.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I was like, I love you guys. Okay, what is my address? Hold on. Okay. I don't ever have to plug it in because it's like memory. I think
yeah,
it
is. This, yeah, like I said, I'm the only person who's going to see this.
And do you have a business card by chance?
I don't. Because I'm a lowly deputy. I don't have a business card. I wish I did, though.
That's okay. What is your last name?
Maffett. It's unique. It's M-A-F-F-E-T-T.
I like it.
It's
like
unique.
It. I like it. I might be spelling the street wrong.
It's all right.
Can you see that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Do you need anything else?
Zip code? You know what? Sorry. I'm going to just say...
I know the city is not... Yeah, I might be spelling that wrong.
No, you got it.
Oh, okay.
That is 10:50, sir. I'm good.
That's a nice pen, by the way.
The best. Right, hang tight. I'll have you out here in a second, okay?
Thank you. I got it right here if you need it. I found my thing, too. It was in the pile of my Walmart receipt. if you need that. Okay.
You're all good, Miss Erin Nicole.
I appreciate you. No, also, I just got these printed, so I'm a minister part-time.
Okay.
And this is strictly for first responders. If you know anybody that needs some prayer or whatever that's not affiliated with the department, feel free to pass it out.
Absolutely.
And that's my other number. This is my whatever. The people be messing with my number. So I was like, right. All right, that's my phone number that I have for my job. And I can't go back to my job till I'm cleared from the doctors for my car accident. So wow. I was like, well, might as well stay busy doing something helpful right. in my community.
I hear you. But this right here is amazing. So
yeah,
I appreciate you for what you do.
Yeah, likewise. I appreciate what you do. I'm all about helping people with depression. And oh, yeah, our first responders and veterans are 10 times more likely to, unfortunately, think about those things. So
100%.
Anybody, if they want to meet, you know, obviously during the daytime, I'll meet with gentlemen or whatever, but if they prefer a phone call prayer or text message prayer, it's all free. It's I don't ask for nothing in return, but they can look at, you know, my website to make sure I'm legit.
Sounds good.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you too. Have a good night. Okay,
right, you too.
Hopefully you don't get pulled over again.
I know. I'm like 6 miles out. I can do it. Thank you. All right. That was the nicest interaction, and he had no idea. I'm gonna edit out my city and wow, he was so nice. I'm definitely gonna edit out the city part for that. That's the nice people that you get out here. That's why I love living out here. Oh, I love it out here. This is home for me. This is home. I mean, I might have to leave the city once my husband and I get reunited, but I'm okay with that. I like the slower pace down here. I like where people take the time to speak to you and listen to you and not judge you. And that was hilarious that his headlight was out. So I couldn't really say nothing bad about mine. Oh, that was hilarious. That's how bad our economy is when even officers, that's what Sergeant Thompson said. He was like, we can't even get our equipment. Can't even get our cars fixed. He's like, if you get pulled over, I don't think it'll be a big deal. So, proving that. All right, Father. Black and white. And that was a black officer. He looked like he was a little light-skinned. He was sweet. He was probably in his first or second year. I should have asked him that. Oh, well, maybe he'll give us a ring and we'll see. I gave him a stack of cards though, so he could pass them out. Oh my goodness. I love life. I know that it's going to be difficult and it's probably going to get more difficult in the next 60 days, but I'm going to choose to continue to persevere. I'm going to choose to continue to praise the Lord above all lords, because he's been with me through the thick and thin. And I know that he assigned this to me in 2018. I knew before this contest started in 2020, where I was invited to be a part of it. I've known, and all I've done is just be obedient. And that's something that you can do as well. That's black and white. You ask the Father above, what is it that you desire for me to do in the world? And then you get quiet and you listen and see what he has to say. And he will open up so many greater miracles and dreams that you could never imagine in your own mind. The Father loves you so deeply. I love you deeply, but the Father loves you even more deeply, and he is with you all the time, in all things, in the good, in the otherwise. He knows all of your thoughts. He knows when you're hurting. He comforts those that need comfort. He mourns with those that mourn. And he teaches us to do the same, to be joyful when others are joyful. If you desire to know this Father that I know and have a personal relationship with him, you could do that right now. There's no time like the present. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in you and your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you come into my heart and convict me when I make mistakes, when I'm getting in the black, instead of making decisions that are more in alignment with white with your right decisions, Father. Not about skin tone, but about decisions of love instead of darkness. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this newfound relationship. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged in to a Bible-based church and keep God first place. Father, should I ask them for anything? What about video games? All video gamers, give us a shout out on your live stream. If you're listening to this and you're a video gamer, give Move Happy a shout out and Erin Nicole Ministries a shout out if you believe and support our mission to help people with depression. Our gaming population, I want to say the last time I looked at the stats was in 2020. I did a whole week on it. I want to say it's like 94% men are in that space. And most people that struggle with depression that end their lives, that don't stop at just the thoughts, but they actually take action and complete the deed, are men. So if you are a gamer, whether man or woman, and you believe in our mission, I would be grateful if I've added any value to you. If you would give us a shout out and send people to the show. Send your listeners to the show. That will help us spread it like wildfire in a good way. All right. Love you guys so much. Anything else, Father, you want me to say? He said, keep it real. Keep it breezy. I love it, Father. You're so goofy tonight. Ooh, thank you. A special shout out to Sergeant Moffitt, who just... he didn't even give me a warning ticket. Like, that was, like, the nicest dude ever. So, he got blessed with a bunch of my prayer cards. So, all right. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.